Governor Jim Doyle stood in the crowd as National Union President John Sweeney pledged the support of thousands of union members in getting out the vote for the governor's re-election.
We're going to re-elect a man who's been fighting for the working families of this state. He deserves our support because we win, working families win, when Jim Doyle wins.
But as Sweeney went on to describe the union's national strategy for winning governor's elections in 30 other states, Green Party candidate Nelson Eisman and his supporters surrounded Governor Doyle, demanding he agree to a three-way debate with GOP candidate Mark Green.
The governor says he has a race to run and no time to debate me.
Debate! Brothers and sisters,
Doyle did not respond directly when asked whether it was fair that the We the People Consortium has decided to exclude Eisman from their two televised debates because he's not shown up above a 10% required threshold in statewide polling.
I'm going to be in the debates, and whoever's there, that's who I'll debate.
Thank
All right,
you.
Thanks. It's going to be for the people who put on the debate decide those things. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Eisman's campaign, along with Common Cause and the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, are demanding that both Mark Green and Governor Doyle agree to come to a debate organized by the League of Women Voters. Neither Green nor Doyle have responded to the League's invitation. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.